The five most shocking ways you could make millions. People think that making millions is hard. It's actually no harder than being broke. There is a system to making millions, just like there's a system to being broke. I have thousands of hours of content on my channels about the how-to specifics, the strategies and tactics of making money and making millions. This particular episode is a little research project I've done, didn't take me very long, to prove to you that you can make money in literally anything. I've saved what I believe to be the most shocking one to the end. Quite frankly, it should be illegal, but it's not. Most shocking way to make millions, number one, is teen models can auction their virginity on Cinderella escorts. So one particular teen model auctioned her virginity on Cinderella escorts and raised $2.9 million for selling her virginity. For years, people have been asking me where I buy my watches. Many of you may know I'm a watch collector, I'm a watch investor, and those as an asset class have done me very well in the last 15 years. I have never shared where I source my watches from or my watch dealer until now. My watch dealer used to be a professional footballer for Manchester United, and he formed a watch brand called Broadwalk. And he sources the higher-end brands like Rolex, Audemars Piguet, Patek Philippe and Richard Mille. I trust him, I've used him for many years, and recently we've done a partnership. Hence, I'm inviting you, if you want to start investing in watches and protect your money from the banks and inflation, to check out Broadwalk. That's Broadwalk. And the website is broadwalkgroup.com. The email is sales@broadwalkgroup.com. And please don't share this, but his number is 07496 878153. Obviously, only message him if you're serious about buying and investing in the higher-end watches. People have been asking me for years, and for the first time ever, you can get access to my watch team. Virginity. Do you know what I was just thinking? How much would you auction your daughter's virginity for on Cinderella escorts? So according to the Evening Standard, a Dubai businessman won the auction and invested $2.9 million in taking the virginity of a teenager. I assume over 16. The next class of investment is vaginas. I did say these were shocking. Don't shoot me. Second most shocking way to make millions, slightly less shocking. Writing excuses for work. The Excused Absence Network will write excuses creatively for you to send to work on your behalf. They charge $25 per excuse, and they can mimic the communications with doctors and hospitals to write you an excuse letter. They'll come up with false jury summons and even fake funerals. This website now gets 15,000 hits a month. They started with a $300 budget with a laptop in the bedroom and grew a successful business writing excuses for you to blag time off work. Number three shocking way to make millions is cleaning up crime scenes. Kansas police officer Laura Spaulding founded Spaulding Decon, which goes to crime scenes and cleans up the remnants of murders and meth labs. Not only did she launch her own small business doing this, but she franchised the business, and now she's in the Entrepreneurs Franchise 500 list. Spaulding Decon now has 25 franchisees and has done $6 million in revenue. Monetizing murders and meth labs. Number four, shocking ways to make millions. This one should probably be illegal, and it is a website for married people looking for an affair. Now, you shouldn't know the name of this, and if you do, you need to check yourself. But it's actually called AshleyMadison.com. Now, this is an online dating website that only accepts married people. The site's tagline is "Life is short, have an affair." The site has 3.2 million members, and the founder, Noel Biderman, has a net worth of $100 million encouraging affairs. A niche market is a niche market. And the fifth most shocking way to make millions is Belle Delphine sold her dirty bathwater to her followers for $10 million. She bathed and washed and then bottled up her dirty bath water and made $10 million out of it. Now she's doing a follow-up where she's selling one entire dirty bath water set for $10,000. She sold bottles for $30 a pop to thirsty gamer boys and had 500,000 likes on her Instagram post promoting this. Now you can judge, but would you sell your dirty bath water? If this content inspires you, then it's actually not as hard as you think to make money or make millions. I also recorded a prequel to this, which is the 10 weirdest ways to make millions. So go and watch or listen to that, because now you have 15 weird, wonderful, and shocking ways to make millions. Now, I am not saying go and copy these business models, but what I am saying is it's only your creativity and your innovation that stops you from making millions. You can make money and millions in virtually every single niche imaginable. Here's a quick system for you to take this content and turn it into money for you. Number one is find your niche. Find the specific thing that you can do or you have and find the ideal client who will buy it. Number two, start now with a minimum viable product and get your products and services out there fast, even if they're imperfect. I imagine Belle Delphine wasn't messing around having sexy looking bottles and getting a sexy brand and making sure that the printing and the supply chain was all done before she sold dirty bathwater for $10 million. Step number three is you need to leverage social media and increase your reach into revenue and turn your content into cash flow. Belle Delphine built up a social media following and then she was able to monetize with her dirty bathwater. Step number four is you need to embrace sales and marketing. You actually need to take money. You actually need to make some sales and put some cash in the bank. Don't worry about getting loans or private investors. Sell some products and then improve your product and service and then reinvest some of the sales back into scaling. And the final step is start now. Start now, get perfect later. To know and not to do is not to know. When all is said and done, more is said than done.